Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help prostatitis, that's prostate inflammation, by balancing pH and improving lymph flow. When the prostate begins to swell or become uncomfortable, like you're sitting on a bag of sand, it's due to inflammation, and this is really because of limited circulation. You can help improve circulation around and in the prostate gland by balancing pH and improving lymph flow, but first, we have to understand the lymphatic system. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to relieve specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Dr. John Upledger, craniosacral therapy, visceral manipulation, Dr. Burrell, and lymph drainage therapy by Dr. Chickley. And once I, again, learned from these doctors, I understand a good part of the body. Then I learned of acid alkaline balance from Dr. Jaundice Gray, and it tied everything together, you know, why our body is shutting down, because we're acidic and it's constricting our organs and our blood vessels. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my on-demand virtual course that's available now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explains how we are filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and overall health. Understanding this missed science of how an acidic body is allowing cellular waste to build in our body because our lymphatic system isn't working, I develop body work called LymphPractic that I use here in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's a fully closed session. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and improve gentle natural detoxification to make you more relaxed in your body and mind. It improves circulation. That's the most important thing. When we get the lymph system going, we improve circulation. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. Taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically, because the lymphatic system is connected to every system in your body. It's meant to clean it. So I want to start off by saying I have personal experience with prostate swelling. Last October, right before the holidays, I felt very uncomfortable on my right side of my pelvis. It got painful. It felt like I was sitting on a bag of sand and, you know, realized it was my prostate, or what I like to call, it was my pelvic floor. Because the muscles of my pelvic floor around my prostate became inflamed, especially the right side. And that was the side that I always had problems with my leg, always had injuries, and actually had to wear a congestion stocking, a support stocking, for over a year until I learned this information. So it was showing me that that side of my pelvis was getting backed up. So I tried all different alternatives, which really worked, but they got too expensive. I couldn't afford it. So I went to a doctor, was put on 6 weeks of antibiotics, and when I went back after 6 weeks, which it did help, the antibiotics did help, but understand that I was doing a ton of other alternatives. When I went back after the 6 weeks, the doctor looked at me and said, "You don't even have an infection." So it shows you how inflammation can make you have pain, and that inflammation is due to acidity, not just an infection. So here I was on 6 weeks of antibiotics. And I'll tell you, if I wasn't on all the things that I'm going to mention here for you, I would have been back to the doctors in a couple of months, because I would have had problems again, because it would have become inflamed again. Because that's all my doctor told me was, here, go take these antibiotics for 6 weeks, then we'll see you in 6 months. Well, I said, do I need to make an appointment? He says, no, don't worry. Well, nobody ever called me, and I realize now that because most men will just take the antibiotics and not do anything else, not change their diet, not take any supplements, not do any type of detoxification, that they will just have more prostate problems and end up going back to the doctor and having surgery. So I avoided that. And again, it's a maintenance thing. We have to maintain that area, but we first have to learn how to do a lymphatic system detoxification to, again, clean it up, make it feel better. So what is prostatitis? Prostatitis is inflammation of the prostate gland. It's a walnut-sized gland that sits right onto your urethra, and as it swells, it can actually squeeze the urethra, and you don't urinate. And the signs and symptoms are a weak or slow urinary stream, a feeling of incomplete bladder emptying, difficulty starting urination, frequent urination, urgency to urinate, getting up frequently at night to urinate, a urinary stream that starts and stops, and straining to urinate. I see this in men when I go to the bathroom. They're standing there, and it's uncomfortable, and they're almost grunting. So we can avoid that and make that better by understanding new information about pH and the lymphatic system. Now, in prostatitis, they have known for a long time that the blood vessels around the prostate in the pelvic floor, right, become filled with calcification. Now, people think of calcium, and again, it is part of calcium, but to me, it's not just calcium, but cellular waste and fibrin, which is like a yarn, building in and limiting circulation in the area. And as the blood vessels begin to shut down, then the prostate can't flow in it. It also begins to swell. So the prostate is really just a symptom of lack of flow in the pelvic floor tissues. So to help reduce the swelling in the prostate, you have to address the imbalance in the pelvic floor tissues and in the abdomen, and I'll explain why in the abdomen in a minute. But an imbalance occurs when the tissues become overly acidic or overly alkaline, which I rarely see in most people. I've only seen maybe two or three people in my career who were overly alkaline, and once I did some lymphopractic on them, their body normalized, meaning it made it go back into balance again. But most people are overly acidic. Now, most people think of the prostate as the problem, but to me it could be the abdomen that could be, you know, our abdominal tissue from eating too much acid foods and drinks can become very acidic. And the lymph from the prostate and the legs have to flow up through the abdomen. And if it can't, if you're too acidic there, it's going to, again, create congestion. So it's not just the pelvis. We want to even get the abdomen and chest opened up lymphatically. So annual sales of antacids and proton pump inhibitors like Prilosex are in the billions. There's no doubting we have an acid problem. Okay, I hope everybody understands that. We treat acid in the body as a digestive issue rather than acid damaging the cells that make up everything in your body. In this case, it's the pelvic floor muscles and the prostate. Now, have you checked your saliva and urine pH? Often, if you go to your doctors, they'll check your pH, but it will be a blood test. And when we test the blood has to stay in a very narrow range of, I don't even want to go there. I think it's 6.35 to 7.45, I'm not sure. It's a very narrow range. If we get too acidic or too alkaline, you start having palpitations, chest tightness. So your blood will steal minerals from your skin, from your organs, from your blood vessels to neutralize acid in it. So testing the blood is really not very good. We want to test your saliva and urine, and you can get a lot of information on my site. Just put in pH testing, and you'll get that in one of my blogs. So when I checked my pH, I was 100 times more acidic than I should have been. When I checked my wife and kids, they were 100 times more acidic. And most people I check are in that range. You know, we are acidic. This acidity is an unhealthy environment for your cells because you're a cellular environment. Your prostate is made up of live cells. And when they're sitting in acid, they can't get the proper nutrition, they can't get oxygen, and they get sick. And they get degraded. It actually, like, irritates it. The pH scale is 0 to 14. Anything below 7 is acid. Anything above 7 is alkaline. 7 is neutral. You want your urine and saliva pH to test between 6.5 and 7.5 after fasting for 90 minutes to 2 hours. And we want to make sure we have water up to an hour before because we don't want to be dehydrated. But stop everything at that hour, but food and anything else is 90 minutes to 2 hours. The body is always trying to find homeostasis or imbalance, right? It's always moving between acid and alkaline depending on what we eat and how it's dealing with that. So when you're out of balance, cellular waste can begin to build anywhere in your body or brain. And really, that's what my information in my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and in my course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, we are filling with cellular waste. It's because our lymphatic system isn't working because we get slightly acidic, and this is missed in medicine. It's crazy. So I just want to remind you that I help clients who have cancer, Lyme disease, pain, brain issues, swelling, in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of LymphPractic. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system over a few sessions to boost your immune system, natural detoxification, and I make you more relaxed in your body and mind. You'll feel terrific. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. And really, you should start by checking out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. I go over how most health problems can benefit by learning how to maintain your lymphatic system. I give you 7 lessons with 30 easy activities that you'll be able to go through. You'll have this forever. Even if you hit complete on every topic, you're still going to have this to go over anytime you need to do it. And it really is life-changing. I have a lot of people in it now, people around the world, and it is helping them. They are grateful to have my course. So to help prostatitis, you need to improve lymph flow from the major lymph drain, which is in your neck, in the clavicles, right under the clavicles, to the prostate gland. It's like opening up a river, right? It can't flow. The prostate is not flowing up to your neck well, so we need to address that. Now, there are 3 vessels that are in our abdomen called the cisterna chyli. Everything in the lower body must flow through these 3 vessels. And below these 3 vessels, the cisterna chyli, are about 200 to 300 lymph nodes and hundreds of vessels. And then the inguinal nodes that are right in the crease of your legs. So when the abdomen, the lymph vessels and lymph nodes and the inguinal nodes become compromised, then your prostate and pelvic area can become congested. And that can begin the inflammation process. And again, that's what it really is. It's inflammation. So there are many ways to improve lymph flow, but balancing the pH of the body and manually draining the lymphatic system is key, because most people are taking pills for this, and they're not changing their diet. They're not doing exercise. They're not doing anything. And I'm going to teach you very simple things that you can do to make a difference in how you manage your prostatitis or prostate inflammation. But it's really, I'm just teaching you how to drain your lymphatic system. It's how I help most health problems. So balancing pH helps improve lymph flow and the health of the tissues or organ by improving circulation. It's easy to understand how an acidic pH constricts the body and limits lymph flow, and circulation in a balanced pH or a slightly alkaline pH, about 7.2, lets the body give off waste. It improves lymph flow and circulation. Now, going through a detox a few times a year is good, but not enough. We need to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification and maintenance. You know, many people with prostate problems take medications, and they don't even realize that those medications may be adding to their acidity. So we have to look at everything. We have to look at our diet, our medications, our inactivity or activity. Are we exercising too much, maybe? And are we, you know, are we balancing our pH? So balancing the acid in your life is very important. Look at what you're eating. Is it mostly acid or mostly alkaline? Now, I don't want to just say that it's only food, because stress makes us very acidic. You have a little stress, boy, it makes you acidic in a minute. So we have to look at foods. Limit processed foods, grains, red meat, coffee, tea, soda, alcohol. Start eating more fruits and vegetables, juicing, smoothies. Start putting more alkaline in your body. That's the simplicity of it. We can't be putting bread and meat and pasta and be wondering why our body's shutting down. All those things limit your circulation in your body by changing your pH. So we need to balance pH with products that buffer acid in the body, magnesium, potassium, baking soda, green drinks. Epsom salt baths dramatically change the pH. If you've never gone on an Epsom salt bath, get in one. 2 cups of Epsom salt bath, 2 cups of Epsom salt makes a big difference. Your body will absorb that. You can also do a foot bath. If you can't get into a bath, just get a big bucket, stick your foot in it, and put some Epsom salt, about a third of a cup in there. Curcumin. Systemic enzymes are very important. Curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric, omega-3 oils from fish oil. NAC, this is the biggest thing you learned today, is N-acetylcysteine. Put that in your browser, NAC, search Life Extension NAC. Life Extension NAC, you will see a big difference. You need exercise, lymphatic drainage sessions, good posture, deep breathing. You also can learn self-lymphatic drainage. When you learn how to drain your lymphatic system, you become in charge of your own health. So there's an acid alkaline food chart on my homepage on the bottom. Put that on your refrigerator. You are in charge of your health. You know, make your choice. Do you want to stay the way you are? Do you want to get healthier? And I can help you do that. Next Thursday show will be on how to help multiple sclerosis. New science came out by balancing pH and improving lymph flow. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life and your prostate health. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me. John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.